The birth of a child is first and foremost a family affair. The state, however, has a big role. Medicaid figures show taxpayers pay for 40% of all births in Wisconsin, and when those births occur early, they're expensive. Many of the babies here at this neonatal unit inside St. Mary's Hospital in Madison are underweight. The smaller they are, the more it costs to keep them alive, according to neonatal medical director Mary Bussey.
The average cost for any baby less than 37 weeks gestation is around $16,000. For a baby less than 28 weeks, it's closer to $70,000 for the average hospitalization. This is looking at hospitals across the country, and it's obviously an average. Certainly, the babies less than 28 weeks are a smaller proportion of the infants that are born prematurely, but they obviously account for a huge proportion of the cost.
And even this extraordinary care does not assure a premature baby will make it. Bussey calls it one of the most stressful life events anyone can have.
It is, as we describe it, a roller coaster because the baby, especially the very tiny ones, they may be doing well, and within a very brief period of time, they may deteriorate completely. So it's like a roller coaster for these parents.
Health officials have been on their own roller coaster as they've watched Wisconsin's overall infant mortality rate plummet and rise. Sherry Johnson is a former health officer for the state who's watched the survival of white babies improve, while it's declined for African Americans.
Other states have made gains in the last 20 years in terms of reducing the disparity rate, and we have actually gone in the reverse trend. So we were third best in terms of African American infant mortality about 20 years ago, and now we're worse.
The widening gap in infant mortality is described in a 2006 state report as, quote, perhaps the most disturbing health disparity in Wisconsin. The areas where infant mortality rates are highest are Milwaukee, Kenosha, Beloit, and Racine. These cities and counties have the state's highest concentration of African Americans. Johnson says the neighborhoods they live in have factors known to contribute to infant mortality.
Higher poverty rates, higher rates of sexually transmitted diseases, lower rates of educational attainment, lower median family income, higher rates of disability. And so infant mortality is sort of the canary in the coal mine. It's the sign of the overall poor health of a community.
Knowing all the factors that contribute to infant mortality is sometimes difficult to decipher and even more difficult to control. One Wisconsin county may hold the answer. Dane County once had a high infant death rate. The area, which contains the capital city, was one of five so-called hot spots in the state. Then that trend took a welcome turn. Thomas Schlenker is public health director for the Madison-Dane County area. He says infant mortality has plummeted to the point African American deaths are about even with that of whites. The African American infant mortality rate in Dane County is now a third of the statewide average.
When we saw it, we didn't believe it, and everybody we presented to doesn't believe it at first either. And with good reason, because as far as we know, this is not happening anywhere else in the United States. So we had to look at this very carefully and ask, number one, is this trend real?
Review of data shows it's no fluke. Schlenker notes the duration of the drop in African American infant mortality was not just 1 or 2 years, but 5. Additional evidence came when researchers checked other related factors. One of them is the number of premature births. They're also declining. Why is what researchers hope to find out? What they know now is that many babies currently born prematurely in Dane County have a very short life. 80% last less than a month.
So that is the focus of this investigation. 50% of all infants who die during the first year of life die during the first 3 days. So from that, we believe that most of the infants we're talking about never even leave the hospital.
Medical advances have saved some babies who might otherwise have died. But still, the African American infant mortality rate in Wisconsin and the U.S. is higher than some less developed countries. It's not from lack of doctors who specialize in this care, according to neonatal unit director Bossi.
The United States has more neonatologists per babies than practically any other place. It's considerably higher than in the countries that have much lower infant mortality rates. There are probably most of the majority of the issues are societal and access to health care.
Schlenker agrees what happens before a baby's born may be key to understanding what goes wrong after a child arrives. The health director hopes interviews with African Americans about their living conditions and prenatal care will shed light on why there's been such a tremendous drop in Dane County's infant mortality rate. Some positive contributing factors are already known. Public Health Nursing Supervisor Daniel Stottleman-Scanlon says more babies in Dane County are born closer to full term.
We know that the babies are having a longer gestation. They're having a longer term. The babies are healthier when they're born. We have a decrease in teen births, specifically to African American mothers. It's still high, but it has improved.
He also says pregnant women in Dane County are getting better prenatal care and fewer are smoking and drinking. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.